This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the return of the Habu Rana and accused in the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks is a great success of the Modi government's diplomacy. He said it is the responsibility of the Indian government to bring back all those who have misbehaved the people of India. Speaking on a private TV channel, Mr. Shah said, "It will be a great achievement for the country that the Habu Rana will face a trial in Indian court."
Modi sarkar ka prayas hai ki jin logon ne bhi Bharat ki jamin, Bharat ka sanman aur Bharat ke nagriko ke saath durvyavhar bhi kiya hai, wo hamare kanun ke jad mein lana chahiye. Aur main manta hu tab Rana ki yahan wapis aana ye Modi sarkar ki kootniti ka bahut badi safalta hai.
Mr. Shah's comments came amid reports that Rana is expected to be brought to India in a special flight today. Rana's application against his extradition has been denied by the US Supreme Court. Union Home Minister also criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, accusing him of spreading rumor on the Citizenship Amendment Act. The Home Minister raised questions over Congress leaders Rahul and Priyanka Gandhi, saying that if Waqf was the main issue of Congress, then why Priyanka Gandhi did not come to vote against it in Parliament? India is set to procure 26 Rafale marine fighter aircraft from France. The deal will be formalized in coming weeks. According to the defense sources, out of 26 Rafale marine aircrafts, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seater, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. These fighter aircraft will be deployed in aircraft carriers like INS Vikramaditya and INS Vikrant. The government has approved the doubling of Tirupati-Pakkala-Katpadi single railway line section in Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu. Briefing media in New Delhi about the decisions taken during the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the project will enhance connectivity to educational and medical hubs of Vellore and Tirupati. The centre also cleared the proposal for the construction of 6-lane Zirakpur bypass, spreading in Punjab and Haryana with an estimated cost of over 1,878 crore rupees. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the project will reduce travel time and improve connectivity to Himachal Pradesh and National Capital Region. The cabinet also gave note to the modernization of command area development and water management as a sub-scheme of Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana with an initial total outlay of 1,600 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi in a social media post said the project will boost water use efficiency, improve productivity and also raise farmer incomes. In a major development, US President Donald Trump has announced a 90-day pause in reciprocal tariffs for all but China. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said the 90-day breather will apply to reciprocal and 10% tariffs. The US President said he was authorizing a 90-day pause as part of his tariff plan but was also raising the tariff rate with China to 125%, effective immediately. Mr. Trump said, based on the lack of respect that China has shown to the world's markets, he was raising the tariff charge to China by the United States of America. Mr. Trump gave respite to the 75 other nations that he had imposed discounted reciprocal tariffs last week, saying that he has ordered an immediate pause on such levies after seeing a humble and proactive approach by these nations in trying to resolve the trade imbalance with the United States. Earlier in the day, China retaliated with an 84% tariff on all goods imported from the US, which came into effect from that night last night. China said it is raising its retaliatory tariff on the US to 84%, up from 34%. President Draupadi Murmu and her Slovakia counterpart, Peter Pellegrini, held one-on-one meeting and delegation-level talks at the presidential palace in Bratislava yesterday. During the meetings, the two leaders discussed various aspects of bilateral relations and issues of shared global and regional interests. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Rajasthan Royals by 58 runs at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing a target of 218 runs set by Gujarat Titans, Rajasthan Royals were all out for only 159 runs in 19.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.